Gopi jana balaba giribara dhari. Yasoda nandana praja jana ranjana. Yamuna Tiravana Chari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Jaya Gopi Jana Balabha Giribara Dhari. Jaya Gopi Jana Balabha Giribara Dhari. Asura Nandana Bhaja Jana Ranjana. Asura Nandana Bhaja Jana Ranjana. Yamuna Tira Vranachari. Yamuna Tira Vranachari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Om Vishnu Pada Namahansa Pribhajika Chara Jasta Tara Shishi Mare Isi Bhaktivinoda Swami Prabhupada Ki Nitya Lila Pravishna. Om Vishnu Pada Namahansa Pribhajika Chara Jasta Tara Shishi Ma Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur Prabhupada Ki Anant Koti Vaishna Vinda Ki Namacharya Haridas Thakur Ki Pam Shikau Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nitananda Shri Advaita Gadara Shivasati Gaur Bhaktivinoda Shri Radha Krishna Gopa Gopinatha Shyam Kun Radha Kun Giri Govardhan Ki Shri Vrindavan Dham Ki Maya Vrindavan Dham Ki New Ramaniti Dham Ki Jagannapuri Dham Ki Samaveta Bhaktivinoda. All glories to the Asam Devotees, glories to the Devotees, glories to the Devotees, glory Shri Guru and Gauranga Gopamana. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Srimad Bhagavatam, 10th Canto, 15th chapter, text 19, 20, 21. Evam nigudhatma gati svamaya. Evam nigudhatma gati svamaya. Evam nigudhatma gati svamaya. Gopatma jatmam charita vidambayam. Me me ramalalita pada pallavo. Me me ramalalita Gamyai samangramya vadisha cheshtita. Evam nigunahatma gati samayaya. Gopatma jatvam charitaya vidambaya. Neme ramalalita padapalavo. Gamyai samangramya vadisha cheshtita. Ladies. Because we got two other verses. In this way, the Supreme Lord, whose soft lotus feet are personally attended by the Goddess of Fortune, concealed his transcendental opulences by his internal potency and acted like the son of a cowherd. Yet, even while enjoying like a village boy in the company of other village residents, he often exhibited feats only God could perform. Isha Chishtita. Only Isha can do that. Okay, this is 20. Sri Dama Namagopalo. Ramakeshavayo Saka. Subala Stoka Krishna Dya. Gopa Premnedam Abruvan. Sri Dhamma Nama, named Sri Dhamma, Gopala, the cowherd boy, Ramakeshavayo, of Lord Rama and Lord Krishna, Sakha, the friend, Subala Stoka Krishna Adya, Subala Stoka Krishna and others. Gopa, cowherd boys, Premna, with love, Idam, this, Abruvan, spoke. Translation. Once, some of the cowherd boys, Sri Dama, the very close friend of Rama and Krishna, along with Subala, Stoka Krishna, and others, lovingly spoke the following words. Purport. The word premna with love indicates that the request the cowherd boys are about to place before Lord Krishna and Balaram is motivated by love, not personal desire. The cowherd boys were eager for Krishna and Balaram to exhibit their pastimes of killing demons and to enjoy the delicious fruits of the Tala forest. Therefore, they made the following request. Rama Rama Mahabaho. Krishna Dushta Nibahana. Ito Vidure Sumahad. Banam Talali Shankulam. Coward boy said, O Rama, Rama, mighty arm one, O Krishna, destroyer of the miscreants, not far from here is a very great forest filled with rows of palm trees. No, Dushta Nirbahan means the eliminator of miscreants. Avidure, not far. Sumahat, very expansive. Vanam, a forest. Tala Ali, with rows of palm trees. Sankulam, filled. I stated in Varaha Purana, Ashtigo Vedanam Nama Ketram Paramadurlabam Matura Paschime Bhage Adurad Yojanadvayam. Not far from the western side of Mathura, at a distance of 2 yojanas, 16 miles, is the holy place named Govardhan, which is most difficult to attain. It is also stated in Varaha Purana, Asti talavanam nama denuka sura rakshitam Mathura paschime bhage durareka yojanam. Not far from the western side of Mathura, 1 yojana, 8 miles, is the forest known as Talavan, which was guarded by Denukasura. Thus it appears that the Talavan forest is located midway between Mathura and Govardhan Hill. The forest of Talavan is described in Harivamsa as follows. Satu desha samastigdha sumahan krishna mrittika darba prayas thuli bhutau loshtra pasana varjita. The land there is even smooth and very expansive. The earth is black, densely covered with darba grass, and devoid of stones and pebbles. Om Gyanatamarandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chaksuran Maritang Jena Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Mano Bhistam Stapitam Jena Bhutale Svayam Rupa Gadamayam Dadati Sabadantikam. Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nitananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasudeva Gaur Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. So in verse 19, it's a very poetic verse. Evam Nigudat Magati Samaya Kopatma Jatvam Charitar Vidambayan Reme Rama Lalita Pala Pallavo Gramya Samam Gramya But Isha Chastita. Supreme Lord, whose lotus, soft lotus feet are personally attended by the goddess of fortune, concealed his transcendental opulences by his internal potency and acted like the son of a cowherd. Even while enjoying like a village boy in the company of other village residents, he often exhibited feats only God could perform, which he is about to do. And further in this next verse described Prem Nedam. So the boys, out of love, because they didn't really want to impose on Balaram and Krishna, but they, if you want to, you can go kill a demon there. But, and of course, they're Atmarama, they don't require to eat too many fruits. They can get fruits anywhere. But these, then they're describing Mahabaho, you are very strong. So this demon, sometimes probably referred to him as Garda Asura. Garda is a synonym for an ass, donkey, mudha. Sometimes the word mudha is used. Avijananti ma mudha. Because in the material world, this ass demon is very prominent. His worship or his meditation or his bhav has been adopted in the material world. Most everyone is mudha. So
Bhaktivinoda Thakur explains that he represents the ass-like mentality, which is very extensive. It can include so many things. But specifically there, he said that this mentality is like whoever it is, he doesn't want the devotees to enjoy Krishna consciousness, to become Krishna conscious. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur specifically cites certain persons in the Vedic system, anyone. But he mentioned those who have not, they're simply sticking to rules and regulations, as smart as they cannot enjoy the nectar of Krishna consciousness, simply sticking to many rules and regulations. But aside from them, of course, everyone has this mentality of being an ass. But they cannot enjoy the fruits themselves. Dainikasura, he said, they were not eating the fruits, but they didn't want the boys or Krishna or anyone else to eat the fruits. They're keeping watch. You shouldn't enjoy Krishna consciousness. So this is a mentality. This Mahabaho, Sannyasas tu Mahabaho Dukamaptama Yogata, is used many times that Krishna is referring to Arjuna as Mahabaho, very strong arm. And then Arjuna is also describing Krishna as Mahabaho, Mahabaho Bahu Bahu Dram. In the 11th chapter of the Gita, offering prayers, you have so many, you are Mahabaho, you have many arms and spread everywhere. But this Mahabaho is used throughout the Bhagavatam several places, in 10th canto a few places also. Jamuna Devi, she also describes Mahabaho. When Balaram was asked her to come to just perform her service, she didn't want, so he threatened with his plow. And then she offered prayer, Mahabaho, Ram, Ram. Same line is used, Mam, Ram, Mahabaho. Here it says, eliminator of the miscreants. So here's in this purport, giving the exact place. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to this forest, Krishnadas took him throughout the forest of Vrindavan. And of course, you can well imagine that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was exhibiting so many amazing things. But in Chaitanya Bhagavat specifically is described that when Mahaprabhu came to this forest of Talaban forest, he was just completely in ecstasy. He was in ecstasy all the time also. But he started to make sounds like a peacock. And he had adopted this sakya ras, this cowherd feeling. He started calling out the cows in the mood of Krishna and Balaram, asking, where's the cows? The names of the different cows. And he was making sounds like a peacock, just like the boys would do in the forest. And finally Krishna said, oh, my Lord, please, how will I be able to bring you around in other places? You have to, please. He was trying to bring him to his consciousness, and then he would come to his consciousness like that. Where is that Dainikasura? I will kill him. And he was saying like that. This is Mahaprabhu's mood. He was going, he find that he was in so much ecstasy, he had to leave Vrindavan. Finally, Balabhabhat brought him to a Dailagram all the way near Prayag. And even then, he was still in ecstasy, seeing the Jamuna jumping in. And so Mahaprabhu always shows the greatest example of. But it's interesting that he adopts all these different bhavs. Sometimes he's acting like Nrisimhadev or the boar incarnation, and he's acting in the mood of the. Because he is Ishta Chastita, as said here in this first verse. Ishta Chastita. And here the word is used also, Vidambayan, Vidambanani. This prayer is there by Brahma in the 9th chapter, 3rd canto, Vidambanani. That his activities, we discussed this some months ago, how their mysterious imitations, are they imitating the human ordinary activities. But they're not ordinary, because at the end of the verse it says, one who takes the name, who remembers these activities of Krishna and who is able to chant the name of Krishna, then he gives up this material world. Taktva deham punarjanma naiti mami so arjuna. So Sri Rama, he is the brother of Radharani, and sometimes described that he has a Shama figure also. So he's very intimate associate, and sometimes he's lamenting in the forest, described in Nectar Devotion, that Sri Dham, he's saying, why did you leave us, Krishna? He's so attached to Krishna that he says, Krishna, you left us just for a few moments, but still even the cows are crying, we're all crying for you. Please don't ever leave. He has to always be with Krishna. So this is his statement, don't ever leave us, we are very frightened without you. And he's very dependent on Krishna. He has his particular dressing, also golden cloth. But he's darkish. Sometimes probably described as blackish, but actually in the Rupa Goswami says Sham. So obviously he's Radharani's brother, he has some intimate relation with Krishna. And Subal and Stoka. Subal is also described as eternally 12 and a half years old. They have various different leelas in Boma, Vrindavan, but in this, his eternal form is about 12-year-old boy. And he is a Priyanarmasaka, very, very intimate with Krishna. And sometimes it's described, Subal, that he has to, because Radharani is not permitted, her elders always, they always, perpetually, they always try to keep her from meeting with Krishna. This is, so sometimes he's dressing like a gopi just to bring some messages to Krishna and to Radharani, between Krishna and Radharani. And Stoka Krishna, he is, Stoka means small, and he's small Krishna because he's almost identical to Krishna. Rupa Goswami says in the Radha Krishna Ganadesh Deepika that this Stoka Krishna, he is so much like Krishna that he's called Stoka Krishna. And his father desired, his father's name, I can't remember right now, but his father desired to have a very powerful, heroic son. So Baguri, he engages Baguri Muni to have a yajna. And from that yajna, there was produced many amazing foodstuffs, which I have actually scribbled down the name of his father just for fun. I usually never read my notes, but in this case, I like to know the name. Oh, yeah, Mahavasu. Mahavasu is his father. And the mother is Suchandra. So he was very much desirous to have a very powerful son. He turned out to be small. At least he's eternally smaller than Krishna. But meanwhile, when his wife was eating the wonderful nectarine foodstuffs, one deer took some of the remnants. And so he had a sister, according to Rupa Goswami, Haranyangi. In another place it says, it doesn't say that, but in Rupa Goswami citing Garuda Purana, that she born from a deer, the sister. So anyway, he's very powerful like that. And there's a story behind Dainika that Sahasika, his name was Sahasika, and he was living as a deva in the Gandamandana mountain. And he was enjoying so much, he had thousands of different consorts, 10,000 or something like that. But they were playing, making a, music was nice. I mean, they make nice music. But Durvasa heard the music, and he was very disturbed in his meditation. Yeah, it was Durvasa. And so he cursed this Sahasika that you're acting like a ass, so you should take birth as an ass. So he took birth, but he said, okay, But after 400,000 years, you'll take birth as an ass, but Krishna will deliver you. So he got the benediction of being. This is the story behind the Dainukasura that we always hear about some curse, and then they come into Krishna's Leela and then delivered from the curse. I mean, it's a nice way to get out of your curse. So this term Niguda, which means very confidential, is used throughout Gita in a different way. Guyad Guyataram Shastram. At the end of the 15th chapter, there's one verse, Evam Budhe Parambudva Samstyaba Manamatmana. Well, that's the third chapter. I'm thinking of the 15th chapter, also a third chapter. Several times it's described, Guyad Guyataram Maya. In the 18th chapter also, this is the most confidential, hidden Niguda. So Krishna is hidden, and oftentimes we hear about that. This word is also used in Chaitanya Charita in Adi Lila 4, that Krishnas Kaviraj describes that Atyanta Niguda, a Rasera Siddhanta. He said that this Siddhanta is very, very confidential. What Siddhanta is that? The Siddhanta that of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and all his Akila Rasamrita Murti, that he is the non-different from Krishna. So that he says that, then he says, Sarup Damodar knows it actually completely. And anyone who claims he knows anything about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's or Krishna's Rasalila, Rasira Siddhanta, that he has to have gotten it through Sarup Damodar. In other words, he's checking that anyone who's claiming to know Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, we have to question, is he getting it in line from Sarup Damodar? And Sarup Damodar, of course, he spoke to Raghunath Das. Not only he spoke, but Raghunath Das was there to witness the same thing. But anything he didn't see, he heard from Sarup Damodar. And Raghunath Das, he spoke to Krishnas Kaviraj. All these confidential leelas. So we're getting directly from Rupa Raghunath, from Sarup Damodar. Niguda. This term is used for the devotees. Just like when Rahugana was speaking with Judd Bharat, and he didn't at all recognize Judd Bharat. He just thought, everybody thought Judd Bharat is just some not even a sudra. He's just like almost like an animal. The dacoits wanted to sacrifice him like he was some man animal or something like that. So he was quite hidden. So if he wants to hide himself, he can. But then Rahugana ta tapasana yati na cheja nirvipanaya. He gave these instructions after some time to King Rahugana. He was carrying the palanquin of Rahugana. We know the story. And it was shaking a little bit, quite a bit, because he was trying to get around the ants. Didn't want to step on the ants. And Rahugana was very proud. He was a king, you know. What's going on? Why my palanquin is shaking? No, it's not us. This new man we picked up, he is doing some strange thing. He doesn't want to step on the ants. He's just a strange fellow. We don't know. Oh, and he chastised him in so many ways. And previously, jada means, there's a type of yoga, jada yoga. Sometimes you put stones in your mouth and your hair grows out, matted hair, and act like a. You see pictures. Now everyone gets to see pictures from the Kumbh Mela of all these guys, you know, they look like Judd Bharat wannabes. Some of them are actually advanced, but we don't know about all of them. So this Jada Yoga, you're just acting like them. Another time, also when Prahlad Maharaj was traveling after he was grown a king, and he finished his pastime with Nrisimhadeva that time. Then he was going to different places throughout the universe with some of his confidential associates, and they came upon one sage. He was also described as Niguhya, like this, that a Jagalavritti sage. His name is not given, ever. And he gave such wonderful instructions. And Prahlad Maharaj came and he said, "Oh, sage, I see that you are lying here like a python, and you're so kind of chubby. How is it that you don't seem to do anything?" He said, "Yes, whatever, you know." The sage actually never spoke to anyone. No one knew who he'd been. He was Niguhya, completely hidden. So sometimes the devotees are hidden, just like Krishna is hidden. And actually, when Rahugana finally realized who Judd Bharat was, he started to praise him. He said, "I am so afraid to offend a great Brahmana like you." He said, "I'm not afraid even of the trident of Shiva or the thunderbolt of Indra, but I am afraid to offend, because sometimes these great devotees, they're coming as little boys or avadut, old men. We don't know who they are, who they may be." Niguya, very confidential. So this confidential literature, like Bhagavad Gita, Bhagavatam, they can only be understood completely by such persons. That they're, and Shukadeva Goswami, when he was walking, he was surrounded by all these kind of, what do you call these, urchins. Prabhupada described it, urchins also, I think. Kids and just strange women and kind of low-class people, and they were just, the same thing with Rishabhdev and Jadbhara, they would spit at them and make fun. Sometimes we think that these things are just Kali Yuga, but they've been going on like that. Throwing stuff at them. And then when Sukadeva Goswami came into the company of all these sages, when Parikshit Maharaj, then everybody stood and just in awe and reverence. They could see by his physiognomy. Just like the ladies, when Sukadeva Goswami was traveling, his father was chasing, then these women were bathing completely nude, but they didn't even think about Sukadeva Goswami. But he is so advanced, they could see that they didn't even bother to cover them. When Vyasadeva came by, then they immediately covered themselves. And then in the one verse, it says, the same verse, so many things are in one verse, Vyasadeva asked them, "Well, how come Sukadeva just went by and didn't bother you at all?" "No, because he's..." But Vyasadeva is in the form of householder, so... The point is, Sukadeva is so advanced. Jada, he's acting in this, he's sometimes described as Jada. So he's hidden, but all these sages can see his physiognomy and they offered respects. But ignorant persons, they can't see. Sometimes they can see. Just like when Prabhupada would come sometimes to an airport and people would look and say, "Oh, that man is glowing or something." You know? If he wants to exhibit it, he can exhibit it. Even ordinary persons, they sometimes go, Ramachandra as a king, he went incognito, he could act like an ordinary person, no one would even know. Or I read one time that this present queen of England, sometimes she will go out and in a garden somewhere, walking in a meadow, an area where there's other ordinary people, Englishmen, and she's dressed in a certain way, and they don't even know. She just likes to talk to them. They sometimes do like that, incognito. Everyone does. Just like Krishna doesn't want to always be. It's why he's taking the form of this boy. He doesn't want to be. This is called, what is it? That famous verse. Aishwarya Gyan, Mishrita. Mixed, covered. It very feeble, this type of love. That in awe and reverence. So Krishna wants to be loved completely. This is the ultimate for him. These coward boys and the gopis, they don't have this awe and reverence. Aishwarya again. This is kicked out in Krishna Leela. And this is what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu revealed as the highest. Aishwaryate, what is the verse, Pran? Gyanate, what? Sagala jagata mishrita. Preme nahi mora prita. It doesn't satisfy Krishna to be taken in awe and reverence. But every time you notice, or the few times that this is mentioned, guyad guyataram maya, the very next verse is manmana bhava madbhakto in Bhagavad Gita, 1864. He's saying, I'm giving you the most confidential knowledge. What is it? Manmana bhava madbhakto madhyajimam. Idam tu te guhyatamam. Pavakshyamina suyave. Because you're not envious, I'm giving you this very confidential knowledge. Etam budva buddhi mansyat kritikratashtyabhar. All your activities will become perfect if you understand. What was it that she understood? Without doubting that Krishna is the janati purushottamam, sasarvavid bhajati mam sarvabhavena bharata. One who knows without doubting that Krishna is the sum and substance, everything. Vasudev sarvamiti. This is the most confidential knowledge. But then more than that, we're getting in Chaitanya Charitamrita. Now, not awe and reverence. Even Arjuna, he saw awe and reverence in the 11th chapter. He said, no. Please, give me back the two-armed form. I'm interested in awe and reverence. There's no love. Prema gadgadaya vacha tanyasta hridayekshana. So, if there's any questions, comments, discussions.
My comment is, at the end of the lecture, we were talking a little bit about how Krishna likes to be treated with familiarity and acceptance as a personality of devotional respect. But like you said before, he doesn't want to be awed in reverence. There's actually a joke, Krishna consciousness joke about that I've shared before. It's, I wish everybody would like be Krishna instead of trying to be like Krishna.
I wish what?
I wish everyone would just like be Krishna instead of trying to be like Krishna. You see, the like be, there's no word for that in English. It's a Bengali Sanskrit word.
Oh, okay. Anything else?
I didn't get it.
Yeah, well, later we'll get it. It takes time.
Like me, not be like me. I was thinking about the mudhas. Because they're used quite often, but sometimes we have it as just a name. But I was noticing, we call them in America workaholics. That's a similar point. And when you work really hard, there's a certain feeling that they get. That's why they keep working so hard. And that's the mudha. They like to really work hard. And it seems like it's a nice quality. A lot of people give you credit if you work really hard all the time, but they don't have time for anything else. And it's a type of an intoxicant, because it's every once in a while I may try that for a little while because I have to do something. And I notice that how what it does to you if you work really hard. I don't do it often, but... And then in the Nectar of Instruction, it also mentions over-endeavor for mundane things that are very difficult to achieve. So most of us, when we see that, we think of just over-endeavoring, but we don't connect it exactly to the mudha, who likes that. That's what they like.
I think some mudhas don't work that hard.
Oh, no? What do they do?
There's lazy mudhas.
They're stubborn.
I think, well, Avijanati Ma Mudha, Marashindeya Ma. There's mudhas, and there's Maya Pritigyanas, and I guess there's all kinds of, but, yeah, mudha.
Because when you get really busy, then you find there's not so much time to do your Krishna consciousness.
Bhaktivinoda Thakur has that song, what is the beginning? Jaravidya Jaramaya Vaibhav. Tomara bhajane bhav. And the second part. Mohan. Gada. Yeah, working just like. They're all illusion. he's including everyone there. That moha jan, what is it? Anicca samsare. They're all involved in anicca samsare. Anyone involved, he says, is an ass. And jada vidya, they, in illusion, they're thinking that they're getting vidya, but it's actually jada vidya. It's avidya, and it's, Prabhupada described it very nicely. He said, just like if I go into a room that's quite dark, and it gets darker and darker until it's pitch black. He said, this is what they're thinking is material education. This is what material education actually is. They're getting actually more and more ignorant. You can't say, well, yeah, you're making progress, but you're making progress in getting darker. he described in Bhaktivinoda Thakur's song. Anicca samsare moha janamiya. Eka kori gada? Jivke kore gada. There's another word for ass. Gada. Man with the hat. Mad Hatter, Mad Hala. Mad Hala or Mad Hatter?
Hare Krishna. You were saying how the material education is just getting darker and darker. So the materialists, they have this very mechanistic, mathematical model of the universe that enables them to manipulate it, like we have these light bulbs, all based on the scientific knowledge. So is this mechanistic model accurate, or is it just some illusory presentation, some kind of a magic thing that Krishna is presenting for the materialists so that it appears to be that
way? Well, Krishna covers that in Bhagavad Gita. Balam balavacham cha kamaraga, not bala balavacham, nirshish, what is it? I am the ability in man. Purusham nishu, strength of the strong, and the ability in man. Parasham nishu. So whenever we see something, there's no harm in giving credit because Krishna's actually acting.
The mechanistic model that they have with all the atoms and the protons. And
oh,
the
that.
Quarks, yeah. And bosons. That it's
well, the quarks are just theoretical and all that. I mean, even atom, no one sees atoms. Do they? I don't think so.
But they have a chemical model, you know, chemistry that, based on their model of the atom, it works so well.
They make bombs.
Yeah, they make bombs.
Prabhupada said,
Prabhupada
wouldn't give them credit because he said, well, even if they have it, they're only using it to destroy. He says, oh, why don't you do something good? Why don't you make it so people will live longer or live forever? Or they say they will, but
it's
kind of funny. But what they're doing, oh, so people are already dying. Now you're making that millions will die very quickly. And hundreds of years ago, they used to kill, you know, you have to line people up, cut their throats. Now you can just drop a bomb and kill, you know, 7, 8, 10 million people at a clip, 100 million. So how have you increased from being just an ordinary Stone Age caveman, which you say you're not, but they're just doing the same thing. Unless they take to some transcendental method, the boat of the lotus feet, described here, Pada Pallava, then they're still stuck. They ahar nidra bayamaitunam cha samanam etat pashubi samanam. You're still equal to an animal. That's what we tell them. Okay, you have all that, but what have you done with it? You haven't been able to do much. You've done it, but you've used it for duskriti. Namam duskritina mudha prabhajante. We have arguments.
You see, in material society, it is a very common weapon, gunpowder. You know, it's an example of how chemicals can be arranged in order to function to produce a missile that can fire out of a pistol. The truth behind it is Balaram is actually in charge of that potency. Without Balaram's blessing, the gun can't fire, just as we've proven through Nayarvana Kavaka that Hanuman does indeed protect his devotees of Ramachandra.
Right. Anything else? Over there.
was just going to speak to Madan Mohan Prabhu's point, this ass-like mentality of, you know, like working really hard for not much. I was just thinking how it's like very prevalent, especially in America, and this whole idea of like the American dream and how so many immigrants come here for that reason. You know, it's a total illusion. And maybe they can find more work than in their original trees, you know, and the whole capitalistic system is just total, just muda program, you know, and it's like very heavy in the United States especially. You know, they just work really hard, and I mean, even if they get wealth, they're still like miserable.
So. Yeah, well, there's definitely wealthy people who are just kicking back, you know, sitting somewhere in some resort.
Oh, they're not happy.
Yeah, well, I'm saying they do try to kick back, but they have to work to get money. But so, but as far as America and dream, and you know, it's more like a nightmare or something. Right. Like the American dream is based now on just, you know, polluting the entire Gulf of Mexico and fracking away, you know, poisoning all the ground and, you know, hiring companies that make huge amounts of armaments, blow people away all over the world, including their own people. They could stop it if there was anybody with half a brain in charge of the government, but they somehow, it's out of control. Anitya samsare. Mayasukaya baramud. What is? Yeah, of course. That's the point.
Mudha fuel.
What in the 16th chapter is described? Trividam narakasya idam dvaram nasanamatmana kama krodha tata loba. Three gates to hell. Kam, krodh, lobe. Lust, anger, and greed. So they're entering very quickly there. Tasmade tatrayam. You have to give up these three.
So you could make a little treadmill with an ass on it with the carrot of greed in front of it, and as he's running on this, you call it the samsara chakra.
I'm sure Pani Bhushan has already probably thought of that. He has all these little exhibits of asses and carrots and things in cages and fish on, you know, on dry land. They find it funny, huh? Okay. Jai Srimad Bhagavatam.